New Country Z100. It is Kent with you this morning. I'm very excited to welcome to the airwaves here in Southern Illinois a voice that you have heard for a long time. He was our very first guest in Z100's Radio Roadhouse back in the day, and he's on the air with us right now, Tony Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many times have you been on the Grand Ole Opry stage right now, Tony? Do you know? Have you lost count?
Well, I've got to make my debut on February 23rd of 19, and I've been back three times since.
Can you take us through what that's like for us common folk that have, you know, are out in the audience when you get to perform on the Opry? What happens on a typical night?
Well, you know, I get there kind of early. They'll let you know you can come in during your time, but I get there as soon as the doors open because it's such a special building and a special time, and you get to fellowship with your fellow artists beforehand, and stepping out of that circle for the first time was a little bit intimidating just because of how many greats have stood on that stage, and it's amazing. You know, the band and the Opry staff treat you like family. They feed you well. And by the time you make it out there, you feel like you're at home. And the country music fans and the audience, of course, make it so welcoming. It's just an amazing, amazing experience.
You know, speaking of great, your video for the song The Grand Tour, it's amazing how many millions of views and shares that has received. Do you find that a lot of people come up to you and they know you from that video? How has that impacted your career doing that song?
It's been unbelievable. You know, we originally did that song as a tribute. I originally recorded that with some friends of mine right after George passed. And it was meant to be a tribute, and it just kind of took off and took on a life of its own. But today, everywhere I go, you know, it's, and I hear some pretty cool stories. You know, a couple of years ago, I got to go visit a gentleman in Maine who had gone through bypass surgery, and his daughter had played it for him when he was in recovery. And when he woke up from being out for a while, that's what he had asked for. And so she reached out to me to thank me for, you know, helping in her dad's recovery. You know, the smaller role that may have been, and it hit me. So I made the trip up to Maine to visit with him, and it's been surreal how that song has touched folks, and I'm enjoying it.
I mean, it's a testament to you and your music because it is really refreshing to hear things like a pedal steel guitar and fiddle. Like, for those folks who don't know you or maybe don't know all the stuff about you, can you give us, like, what got you into music and you decided to make a run for this thing? What were you going to be just a traditional country guy, or what were you thinking there?
Well, it was just a series of fortunate events for me. You know, music's always been close to me. I started listening to country music as a kid. I lived overseas for a while. My dad was Navy. Yeah. We were stationed in Rota, Spain, and we had Armed Forces Radio, which plays all kinds of music. But it just so happens that overseas country music is what resonates most with folks. And I had an opportunity to meet Randy Travis at a young age. He was doing a USO show out there, and I was hooked then. But what got me into performing, I was in the fifth grade music class, and we were getting ready for a Christmas program at school. And I was cutting up in there and being a class clown. And as a punishment, the music teacher said, "That's it. You are singing a solo in the Christmas show." And I was like, "Oh, no. I will be good, I swear." But she made me do it, and I was terrified. But as it turns out, it was pretty amazing, and I got bit by the bug, and it was on from there.
And you are thanking your fifth grade teacher for punishing you like that.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a pretty special concert. It's our St. Jude Jam, and we're really excited to welcome you to Southern Illinois. Have you ever been to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital? Do you know about it?
I have, and I got to do another event down at the Peabody a few years back, and it's amazing organization. I'm so thankful that you guys are allowing me to be a part. I'm super looking forward to it.
February 29th. It's going to be a Saturday. It is a leap day. It's a concert that's so big, it only happens once every 4 years, Tony Jackson.
Hey, I'm excited to be a part. Hey, and thank you for playing the music. Every time you guys spin my songs, my socials light up, and I get a lot of folks in Southern Illinois reach out and ask me when I'm going to be in the area. And so I'm looking forward to coming out and putting some faces with some names and seeing you guys.